You're now listening to the Inside Out podcast with Jimmy Hunt. Get it.
Welcome to Inside Out with Jimmy Hunt. My job is simple: to improve my mental fitness through any means possible and deconstruct what works, what doesn't, and what I think may be able to help you become mentally fitter. And quite often it leads me to some pretty interesting people, places, and stories. That's my intro. It's still the intro. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is season 2 of Inside Out. We call it season 2, even though season 1 was 93 episodes long. It's season 2 because I disappeared. But now I'm back. And over that disappearance time, many, many people have asked, where's the podcast? Why aren't you doing the podcast? And the ubiquitous question, where's Libby Grace? She's here. Hello, Libby Grace.
Hi, Jimmy Hunt.
Let's just throw this out there right now for people. Your name is Libby.
Yes.
It is not Libby Grace.
Right.
Libby hyphen Grace.
Right.
People always seem to think, where's... No, only I call her Libby Grace. It's her first name and it's her last name, just like she calls me Jimmy Hunt. So, yes, she has a first name as a last name, but her name is Libby. So if you're asking after her, just ask after Libby. How are you doing, Libby Grace?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Why have we not done this podcast for 10 months?
Don't say it.
10 months. Why have we not done this podcast for 10 months?
Because life became very busy and difficult and... didn't allow the time. And you were away for a while.
So first of all, first answer is you fucked off.
Well, yeah, you left.
Yeah. So I went and spent 4 months away from Libby. Libby being in Puerto Escondido, Mexico, and me going back to New Zealand to walk the length of New Zealand, which took me 91 days. But I was gone for just over 4 months of that. So it was pretty hard to make podcasts when I was running around the country, literally. Why else have we not done the podcast? When I came back, I should have just started doing the podcast again.
But the reason was that we were busy finishing the building of our house here in Puerto Escondido. So it was a bit of a shambles. We moved in very, very quickly and had lots and lots of problems to deal with. So it kind of just got all-consuming for a while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so there's the physical realities of our life. We also had emotional realities, relationship realities, and all sorts of, just things getting in
our way. We've had a time. It has been a time this last, I'm going to say, you left at the end of November last year. So we're coming up on a year, really. Yeah. And then in the middle of December, there started to become issues with our house being built. So I kind of moved into project management of that here, which was the most stressful thing I've ever done in my life. I've been through some massive life events, huge PTSD inducing ones. And this was, for me, the worst that I've felt that I can remember because of all the stress, because of you being away, because of me trying to get a house built in Spanish. So I had to do trial by fire and a lot of stuff. And it was hard to have no support network here. No friends and family to kind of lean on, and kind of I felt very, very, very alone. And with you on the other side of the world, it exacerbated that a lot. So
I came home to a pretty broken woman.
I was not myself. I mean, I was obviously me, and it was just a facet of me that was coming out. But I was, I went super low. I had struggle after struggle. Everything felt huge and. I kind of just gave up caring about anything, which is something I've never experienced before as a human being. I've always cared enough. I've never kind of wanted to just give up and go, just fuck it. Don't care. Don't care about anyone. Don't care about anything. just so over it. I got so jaded. I've always been a very, very positive person, a very warm and welcoming person. And the way that I was being treated here, I mean, it's a whole story in its own.
Yeah, but so we'll do a podcast episode about that. This is just the intro to season two. Yeah. We don't need to do the whole season two okay. in this episode.
But all that to say that I changed as a person into a really dark version of myself, and then you came back to that. So we've not really, I haven't had the mental capacity or the energy to really want to get back to, you know, what we've always done and like jump into happy families and let's do a podcast. Yay. It's
been, yeah, but that's a good thing. Like this podcast is real. So this podcast doesn't have to be happy families. Like, you know, we talk about the shit as well as the good. So there's no drama there, but like it was just overwhelming and mm-hmm. there wasn't enough energy to be able to be siphoned off into something like this.
Yeah, true.
And that sort of continued its way through 2023. And we've had a lot of stuff going on over the last 6-8 months. And so that is basically why we haven't done this. The good news is so much stuff has happened that we actually have lots of content for lots of episodes yeah. moving forward. We've got a whole bunch of good guests lined up. People that we've talked to before, brand new people, lots of stuff that I've been learning over the last 6 months that I'm eager to talk about. Some stuff I will kind of half reveal along the way.
What? I'm excited.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a whole host of really good relationship episodes that are going to come up in the near future on this podcast. If you remember what we do, one episode I talk about a specific mental fitness topic and how to make yourself happier and healthier. The second episode is Libby and I talk about our relationship in the context of relationships in general. So that is good. And then the third episode is me inviting someone really rad on here to talk to, someone who will inspire us but will more specifically teach us things that, again, can make us be happier and healthier, because that's what we're here for, growth, to be better humans. And I will defer to my wife in this, but I think I have become a much better human in the last 6-8 months. So, you know, that's a good start to go along to sharing those insights.
Agreed. And I've become basically a new person in the last 6 to 8 weeks. So
yeah, you have.
So
like that's a really crazy story. I mean, I don't even know how much I want to share of that story.
He's swapped wives. I'm completely new. It's not
yeah,
going to be
I did
anymore.
Kind of swap wives, which is a good thing.
I feel like that would actually, we'll talk about it, but I think we could talk about that a little bit in an episode at least, if not.
Yeah, no, it needs its own episode. Okay. But I mean, that was just some wild otherworldly shit.
Anyway, so we're back. We are fully energized. We are ready to go. We're very excited. We've got a lot to share and a lot to discuss. And yeah, I think it's going to be the best season two of all season twos.
Except Game of Thrones season two was pretty good.
Yeah, Game of Thrones was good. The Wire also season two was really good. Oh my God, so, The Leftovers also very good season two. Okay, so anyway, it's up there in the top 300.
You're becoming very Mexican, Libby. You're very Mexican now. You are completely over-promising and under-delivering. Season two, probably be pretty shit.
It's going to be our best season two.
Slightly better than season one. but you should listen to it anyway, because I think there's going to be a lot of stuff in there for you. So yeah, that's the intro. We'll see you in episode 2 of season 2. By then, I'm just going to keep counting up. So it's probably episode 95.
All right.
Who knows?
See you soon.
Bye-bye now.
That was Inside Out with Jimmy Hunt. See you next time.